In England and Wales, there are 85,597 people locked up in our prisons. Now, to put that in perspective, the capacity of Wembley Football Stadium is 90,000. So you've almost got every seat in Wembley filled with the prison population. Now, if all those prisoners were having a really good time in Wembley Stadium, then it would probably sound a bit like this. If you were to look out into that sea of faces, you'd be hard pushed to find one that wasn't male. But there is a tiny fraction of the prison population which are female, just 3,831 of them. If you're unconvinced by the idea of the whole prison population sitting in Wembley Football Stadium together, then statistics basically mean that for every 20 male prisoners, there is one female prisoner. It is this minority of women that the criminal justice system has separated off from the rest of society that has really caught my curiosity. What is it these women have done to be put behind bars? And what effect does this have on their families, their children, their relationships? So in the name of journalism, I decided to poke my nose in and try and find out what's going on with these women behind closed doors. I began by looking on Twitter and creating a list of academics, charities, and various other people who talk about the subject regularly. And one day I was scrolling through this list, which I made a regular habit of, and I spotted a tweet from the Howard League. And it was a screenshot from Hansard, which is a record of everything that is said or asked in the House of Commons or the House of Lords. And Lord Trefgarne asked the Ministry of Justice, Lord Fawkes, how many of the women who were locked up in prisons in England and Wales were mothers to young children. And the Ministry of Justice response was that the information requested was not held. Am I the only one who finds that pretty shocking answer? It just doesn't seem right. It says the Ministry of Justice just doesn't care. They're not going to record whether, when a woman comes into prison, whether they have young children or not. They're not going to write it down. They're not going to count it. And it's basically this outrage that has fueled my search for answers. To try and find out how many of these women there are in their prisons who have young children, and what kind of effect does it have on them? I hope you will join me next time. I'm going to be talking to Dr. Charlotte Barlow, who is a criminologist from Birmingham City University. And she's also an expert in female experience of the criminal justice system. But in the meantime, if you'd like to share any thoughts or insights on the topic, then please get in touch. My name's Anna Noble, and you can find me on Twitter at AJM Noble.